Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word, Father God, to encourage us and keep us in the light as you are in the light, so that our lives can be blessed with the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 5, verse 16 to 18. If anyone sees a brother or a sister committing a sin that does not result in death, they should pray, and God will give life to them, that is, to those who commit sins that don't result in death. There is a sin that results in death. I'm not saying that you should pray about that. Every unrighteous action is sin, but there is a sin that does not result in death. We know that everyone born from God does not sin, but the ones born from God guard themselves, and the evil one cannot touch them.
Hallelujah. It's just clear here, you know, that sin brings about death. And it's not, you don't just fall down, you know, boom, just dead straight away like that. But and then we see the story in Acts when people chose to come against the Holy Spirit. So when you turn against the Spirit of God, you are giving yourself to death. And there we see, and I believe that you just show us we must never ever go that way of trying to lie to God, come against the Holy Spirit, because there the couple that chose to do that fell dead straight away. So it wasn't a long story, because what happens is when you open yourself up to the devil, you give him your finger again, and he takes the other finger, and there, boom, you're gone. And the classic example is John 15, where he talks about us as disciples. He says we are really clean. Just he spoke there to his disciples. And when we are disciples, we separated from the world and we are now listening, following Jesus, listening to him, so that where he is, we can be. So we're in tune and we're working together. That's the right way. But then he talks also about branches that don't abide in the vine. They don't let the word of God dwell in them. They're not conscious of the leading of the Spirit. So they harden their heart to when there's correction. And when the Spirit convicts us, and it's normally when we have turned away, we're turning into sin. We've either done it or we're even thinking about doing it. And the Spirit will already warn us not to. But then when we don't, we give in to that. And then it says it's like branches that don't abide in the vine, they start withering, and then they get picked up. And I perceive that as they get picked up by the old habits, they get picked up by the old friends, and they're back in the old circles again. And then that leads to the branches getting thrown into the fire. And it's relevant to those scriptures where Paul says that you have counted yourself unworthy of eternal life. So you're counting yourself unworthy of the God quality of life, so you're choosing the devil and hell and darkness. So that's what we've got to guard against, guys. Always be open to the leadings of the Spirit. Listen to the Spirit, because it's the law of the Spirit of life sets you free from the law of sin and darkness and the devil's lies in this world. So stay in tune. You were made by God to stay with him in Jesus. In him is light, and his light is the life of all men. So you stay in the light, stay in the goodness, too busy with the good to do the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.